This is your Northwest Report for Thursday, March 16th. I'm David Sparks, and four of our Senate and House members have underscored the urgency in reversing the ruling of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cottonwood Environmental Law Center versus U.S. Forest Service by introducing bipartisan, bicameral legislation to do just that. U.S. Representative Mike Simpson, Republican Idaho, is among those members, and I talked with his spokesperson, Nikki Wallace.
Congressman Simpson said, managing our forests is already challenging enough with increasing costs of wildfires. The last thing our land managers need is a duplicative process that prevents the Forest Service from pursuing important projects that improves forest health and increases access to our public lands. Congress must move swiftly to reverse the Cottonwood decision before it unnecessarily delays this season's planned management activities.
The bill seeks to codify the position taken by the Obama administration that federal agencies are not required to consult with the Fish and Wildlife Service at a programmatic level when new critical habitat is designated or a new species is listed. Elsewhere, I read a story in the Idaho Statesman yesterday morning stating that glyphosate has been deemed carcinogenic. Just 1 month ago, I had a federal scientist telling me that nothing could be further from the truth. But today, from AgriPulse.com, glyphosate is not a carcinogen, the European Chemicals Agency has concluded, setting the stage for the chemical, the active ingredient in Roundup, to receive long-term approval in Europe. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.